The most important when you study the Bible is to see Jesus. Many Christians even are discouraged because they believe in Jesus, but for them, I use Jesus for my promotion. I use Jesus to get to be successful in my job. I use Jesus for this. You cannot do that. The Bible study is not to find ways to prosper. It's to see Jesus. And then you will prosper. Where Jesus is, everything is held together. All things are held by Him. We all can see Jesus in the Scriptures. And when you see Jesus, you see yourself because you are put in Him. And not only that, when you see Jesus, everything falls into place. Perspective. You start doing things for His glory. But He is your main occupation when you study the Scriptures. Amen?
It never ceases to amaze me how the Lord can use a book written thousands of years ago to minister to the very real needs and struggles we face today.
In today's message, Joseph Prince shares more about his deep love for the Word of God and his personal insights on how to study the Bible. Want to know the best way to approach reading your Bible and how to apply its truths to your life? Let us send you Joseph's book on how to read the Bible, see Jesus in the Word like never before. Start experiencing God's Word in a brand new way. Request your copy for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website today.
And now, here is Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
All right, let's go to the Word of God right now. 2 Timothy 3. It says here, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Today, instruction in righteousness tells us righteousness is a gift in the New Covenant. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. All Scripture, say all Scripture.
All Scripture.
This word is given by inspiration of God. Inspiration of God is one word in the Greek. It's one word. Literally, it is God breathed. The Bible you hold in your hands is God breathed. The words are God breathed. Now, this breath of God is the same breath in Genesis 2 when the Bible says that God breathed into his Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen. So imagine if you are getting weaker. You are feeling like you don't have the energy. When you spend time in this Word, even physically, it has an effect on you. Amen. It is the breath of God. God's breath is in this book. So every time you read this book, it breathes on you. God is breathing on you again. Every Scripture is God breathed. This is not the word of man. Can I have a good amen? In Proverbs 4, one of my favorite scripture, passage of scripture. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are what? Life. Say life.
Life.
To whom? To whom? To everybody? No. To those that find them. And health what? Health what? To all their flesh. You see the word all there in the Hebrew is the word call. Call means all your flesh. All your flesh. Many times, medicine is for a specific area. And then, while it ministers to that area of need in your body, it actually can produce side effects in other areas. But only God's Word has an effect where it is, when you read it, when you spend time in it, you pay attention according to these instructions. They are life to those that find them. And health to all your flesh. To all your flesh. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. That's good news.
Amen.
And you know what? Again, God's gifts are always available for all. All right? You don't have to. You must get a special version. You must get, must go to this place and get from this special copy and all that. There's no such thing. Amen? I love God. I love the way He makes it practical. I believe that most of our problems is because we have not read. How many times in the Bible Jesus said, have you not read? Have you not read? Do you not know the Scriptures that say? Amen. When the devil came to tempt Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus answered with, it is written, it is written, it is written. And He's the Son of God. And yet He used the word, it is written, not it is spoken. Today there's another group of a lot of Christians who say, we live by the spoken Word of God. You know, we don't live by the written Word. The written Word is dry and the written Word is outdated. No, friend. Jesus said, it is written, not it is spoken. Yep. Open your Bibles. Amen. You should have a systematic way of studying the Word, preferably with a pen on your side, and just meditate on the Word. You can study it, like, read it like a washing. Something you just read it to wash yourself. You know, it has a cleansing effect. Sometimes you do it like a macroscopic, like you study the Word. And listen, then the Bible says that when you touch the Word of God, His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth He meditate day and night. And He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth His fruit in His season. His leaf also shall not wither. And I believe that refers to your health. And whatsoever He doeth shall prosper. So this world says, oh, is the prosperity message valid? Is this prosperity? Is there prosperity? I read my Bible, whatever He does prospers. That's prosperity for me. Amen. Whatever He does prospers. The Bible answers for you. Can I have a good amen? Amen. Are you with me so far? Okay, let's bring this to some practical stuff. When you study the Word of God, remember this principle. Even though you're down, you're discouraged, there's something about the Word of God. Jeremiah 15 says, thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. How many, when you read the Bible, many times you feel fat? Or you listen to the preaching of the word, you are fat? You feel like you go away with something like you have just eaten something good. Amen? The most important when we study the Bible is to see Jesus. And we see this on the Emmaus Road experience. Right? Now we see that there were two disciples. By the way, this was on a Sunday. And on the same day, the same morning Jesus rose from the dead, He took time to walk on the same Sunday, probably in the afternoon, He took time to walk with two of His disciples who were discouraged. And they were walking back to a place, a town called Emmaus. Emmaus means hot baths, like the Roman baths, like the spa, onsen in Japan. Hot baths. So they were on their way to this place called hot baths, And they were discouraged. They were talking to each other and they were discouraged. And the Lord drew near. And the Bible says their eyes were restrained from them that they should not see Him. And many of you have heard me share this, but it was a revelation to me. I never heard anyone preach this. I used to wonder why the Lord restrained their eyes from seeing Him in the flesh. Isn't it wonderful if you rose from the dead? One of the best ways, I think, to bring people out of their discouragement and say, hey, guys, look at this. Look at the nail-pierced hands. Look at my side. Look at the wound that the spear. I'm Jesus. Isn't that great? Yeah. But obviously the Lord felt that something greater than that. Amen? So He drew near and He restrained their eyes from seeing Him who He really is. And then they walk with Him and He says, why are you having this conversation and you are sad? You are discouraged. And He says, are you a stranger in town? Have you not heard what happened recently? There's this Jesus of Nazareth, and this is what they said. We thought, we were hoping that it was He who was going to redeem Israel. So the reason why they were discouraged is not that they didn't believe in Jesus, is that Jesus was a side issue. He's not the main deal. Many Christians even are discouraged because they believe in Jesus, but for them, I use Jesus for my promotion. I use Jesus to get to be successful in my job. I use Jesus for this. You cannot do that. The Bible study is not to find ways to prosper. It's to see Jesus. And then you will prosper. Amen. Are you listening, people? Where Jesus is, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh will come. Amen. Hallelujah. Where Jesus is, everything is held together. All things are held by Him. Where Jesus is, there is peace, there's harmony, there's healing. Jesus never attended a funeral. That did not become a resurrection. No one died in His presence. Everyone who is dead, when He comes on the scene, they come alive. So, it's Jesus you want to see. It's the Lord Jesus. Can I have a good amen? You want to see Him. But for them, we thought, we were hoping it was He who should redeem Israel. So Israel is their main topic. Maybe for you, your family is your main topic. Maybe your child is your main topic. Maybe your finances is your main topic. Your career is your main topic. Whatever it is your main topic. No, Jesus is not a side issue. Yeah. When you study your Bible, come to see Jesus. Can I have a good amen? Notice how Jesus brought them out of this. The Bible says, Jesus says, "Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have written, have spoken." And now, the two indictments against the church, foolishness and slow of heart to believe. If they are discouraged, it's because they don't have the knowledge. Or if they have the knowledge, they are slow to believe. What's the solution? The Bible says, and beginning at Moses, Moses is the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The first five books of Moses is called the books of Moses. Amen? The Torah, the Pentateuch in the Greek. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, Samuel, all that, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself, not Israel. Himself. Are you listening? And then the Bible says that at the end of the journey, what did it say? Did not our hearts burn when he opened to us the scriptures? Amen? So why did he restrain their eyes? I asked the Lord this. Years ago, the Lord answered me. I never heard anyone preach this. The Lord gave me this direct revelation. The Lord said to me, it's because it's more important for them to see me in the scriptures than to see me in person. In that way, everybody will have equal opportunity. Today, you know, we are not in Emmaus. We are not where Jesus, you know, but even then, you go down there now, you don't see Jesus in the flesh, all right, or the glorified Jesus. So it's equal opportunity for us today. We all can see Jesus in the scriptures. And when you see Jesus, you see yourself because you are put in him. And not only that, when you see Jesus, everything falls into place. Perspective. You start doing things for his glory. But he is your main occupation when you study the scriptures. Amen? Amen? By the way, that's how you are transformed. Whether you are a very bad-tempered person, you know how to be transformed? Not by trying. Do your best. Start breathing deeply. Breathe out all your anger. Breathe in. Belly breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing. It works in some situation because, you know, things of the flesh may appear to work, but I tell you this, it's not the answer. The answer is transformation. If you are sick, how to get from here to here? Wholeness. Amen. Amen. If you are a person who is proud, how to get to this place of being a humble person, a person that gives God all the glory? Transformation, how do you transform? How are you transformed? It says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we all with unveiled face, keep that in mind, unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image. The same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Number one, we are transformed into the same image. Wow, 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 wow. That means when I read the Bible, and I see Jesus, is Jesus whole? Yes. Is Jesus healthy? Yes. I'm transforming to the same image. Amen. And that's why when I'm sick, I like to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Just not the instruction words of Jesus, but just the miracles. Amen. Amen. Because I'm transformed into the same image. But Pastor, this transformation part, I've tried my best. Not you trying. It's by the Spirit of the Lord. And all the Spirit wants you to do is behold. Beholding as in a mirror. Pastor, what is this beholding in a mirror? Can I submit to you? Where can I find this mirror? This is the mirror. This is the mirror. Okay? I said this is the mirror. Well, from what basis, from what authority do you say that? For years, I have people quote this verse, and I do not know how to practically do it. How do I behold the glory of the Lord? In worship, I think to a certain extent, yes. Amen. We do see the Lord in worship. But I don't think this is what this verse is referring to. Is it in meditation? I sit down and think about Jesus right now. Is it meditation? I think to a certain extent, it does help. Amen. But I think that the Bible is referring to reading the Word. You know how I know that? Context. Context is so important when you read everything. Look at this. This verse 18, right? Go back. It says, even to this day, even until today, when Moses is read, what is Moses again? The first five books of the Bible, referring to the Jewish people, when they read Genesis or Exodus, Leviticus or Numbers or Deuteronomy, when they read Moses, a veil, unveiled face just now we read. Now a veil lies on their heart. So when they read, thou shalt not muzzle the ox. Okay, this means the ox don't muzzle, does it? They don't see, but when the veil is taken away, they see a deeper revelation. I want you to be so like, wow, I want to get revelation from the Bible. Come on. Amen? You cannot live on yesterday's manna. You cannot live on yesterday's offering. You cannot live on yesterday's food. None of you, even practically, you don't eat and then survive on that for a few days. Oh, I don't have to eat anymore. Why? I ate my chicken rice 2 days ago and I still have the memory of how it tastes. Amen? No. You ask Matthew. I'm telling you, wild horses cannot keep him away, amen? When it comes to food, you still want to eat again. I know how it tastes, but I'm going to eat it again. So that's the same verses, for example. You read the same verses, but you know what? You're eating it. And again, it has the same value because you are what you eat. Can I have a good amen, people? Is this helping you? So when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. So how to remove this veil? It's like they only see the literal words. They see the shell. They don't see the revelation. All right? Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord Jesus, the veil is taken away. So when you open the Bible, always go to the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, I turn to you, Lord. Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see you, Lord. Lord Jesus, that's when the veil is taken away. And you look, and that night, the king could not sleep. You start writing. Amen? Then one day you're asked to share the night seasons in someone's life. Maybe it's one-on-one with a colleague or a friend, and you're able to share because it's been food for you. Amen. You have drunk deeply from the rivers of His revelation. And now rivers are coming out of you. Rivers are for others, right? You drink, the well is for you. Rivers are always for others. Amen. The words of the Bible are so precious. It's so precious. Husbands and wives, it tells you, husbands, love your wife, even as Christ loves the church. And don't just rush to it, even as Christ loves the church. How does Christ love the church? So the focus is not on husband, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church. So you see Jesus first. To help your marriage, see Jesus first. Christ loves the church. How did Christ love the church? Does He condemn her? No. I shall not be condemning my wife. How does Christ love the church? He looks at her in Song of Songs and says, you are altogether lovely. There is no spot in you. Whoa. Pastor, come on la. All our wives got false one. Amen. You know, but that's not how God sees the church. God sees reality like no one can. Mm-hmm. You know, the church sees division. Division, even among Christians, division. Division in denomination. But you know what? When God looks, God sees one church. When God looks in Singapore, God sees one church. God sees one church. When Elijah was challenging the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, Elijah built 12 stones together. At that time, the kingdom was split. The tribes were divided. And yet, he presented a united front to God in his prayer. As far as he prayed according to heaven's vision, not according to man's vision. Your prayer, you should be praying heaven downwards, not always earth down, earth to heaven. You get what I'm saying? See God's the way God sees. Father, I thank you that you see me righteous, Lord, blameless, Lord. You see me altogether lovely in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, as you look at the situation, you see me already healed. Amen. You see our families flourishing, Lord. I thank you, Lord. See from God's perspective. Amen. 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 You cannot just go by what you see, people. One time, Prophet Elisha and his servant, right? They got up in the morning and the Syrian army was surrounding them to kill them because every time the Syrian commander, the king says, we'll attack from this way. Bang! Israel hears about it. We'll attack by this way now. Bang! bang, they hear about it. They say, one of you is betraying me. No, there's a prophet down there. The prophet is telling the king. So they send an army, and the army surrounded the house of Elisha and his servant. And they got up, and the whole place was surrounded with horses and chariots and men of war. And the servant was trembling. Now, you'll say, just you see as it is, Lord Pastor, and it must be real, what? But reality is greater than what you see physically. So you know what Elisha says? Elisha says, don't worry. Hey, cool down, relax. Rapha. They are more with us than with them. That's the equivalent of the New Testament. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. There's more with us than with them. Are you listening? Some of you Christians are so demon conscious. I can sense demons around. Amen. They are more with us, angels, than with them. See more angels with you. Amen. There are angels all around. Amen. What are you saying? So he says that, Lord, open his eyes. Finally, he said, Lord, open his eyes, the servant's eyes. The servant opened his eyes and he saw behind all the armies angels and angels, flaming swords and flaming chariots, outnumbering the Syrians. And you know what happened, right? The Syrian army became blinded. There are more with us than with them. When you face life, remember there are more with you than with them. With them are the demons and the forces and all that. And that's why some of you are very interested in end time prophecy teachings and all that. Be very careful that you don't become darkness conscious. Depression sets in. Demons conscious. What the devil is doing around the world, you know? Yeah, it is true what the devil is doing. The devil is doing some things, but let's focus on what the Lord is doing. The bite, Israel got the snake bite is real, but God doesn't want them to look at their snake bite. It is real. God wants them to look at the bronze serpent on the cross. Amen. And all whoso looketh, liveth. And the word look there is the Hebrew word nabat, which means look intently. Don't look there, look here. Look here, look there. Look there, look here. Look here, look there. Look intently. When you have communion, look intently at what Jesus has done for you. Look intently at your Savior, His all-lovely one. And all the people said, amen. I preach myself happy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every head bowed, every eye closed all across this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have given you something that will keep on feeding you. I've given you something that you can do on your own. Amen. Because every time you turn to the Lord, the veil is lifted. You don't need Pastor Prince. Amen. Pastor Prince, yes, is called by God, has an anointing. Amen. Called to be a teacher, a pastor. But you don't need Pastor Prince to be beside you. In fact, you can have his book on daily devotional, and the teaching anointing is there. But on your own, you can ask the Lord to speak to you. Even you're using the devotional, ask the Lord to speak to you, His personal word to you. And you'll be surprised how many times the Lord will give you a word or words or a statement that will jump out at you. And friend, it's not enough you received something last month. It's not enough you received something last week. The manna that the children of Israel received cannot be kept. Give us this day our daily bread. It's never a weekly bread. It's a daily bread. So keep that relationship fresh. Don't live on what you know. Live on what you are knowing today.
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this.
If today's message has inspired you to pick up your Bible and start owning God's Word for yourself, we want to help supercharge your Bible reading experience by sending you a copy of Joseph's book, How to Read the Bible, yours today for a gift of any amount to the ministry. When you request a resource, your giving powers our broadcast and outreach initiatives to reach more people with the gospel of grace. For a gift of $75 or more, we'll also send you Joseph's 5-sermon teaching series. Join Joseph as he delves deeper into principles of interpreting the Bible. Call or text the number on your screen, or visit our website to request your copy today.
As you behold Jesus in the pages of the Bible, I know you will fall in love with Him all over again. God bless you.
And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
Praise the Lord, stand to your feet. Lift your hands all across this place. Never take protection for granted. Amen? Receive it. Father in heaven, this coming week, I thank you, Father, that as your people, Lord, go back to their various places, go back to their workplaces, Lord, wherever they are traveling even, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that your divine protection be upon every one of them and upon their families. Protect them, Lord, from every sickness and disease. Protect them, Lord, through the blood of Jesus, from everything that would hurt or destroy them and their family, Lord. Throughout this week, Father, let your angels accompany us, that no plague come near our dwelling and no evil befall us. Thank you, Father in heaven. And I pray in Jesus' name that you will grant to everyone here, Lord, under the sound of my voice and those that are watching, Lord, right now, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, Lord, that revelation will be their craving, Lord. Revelation will be their new hobby, Lord, to see afresh what is revealed in the scriptures by your Holy Spirit. I pray that everyone, when they open the Bible from now, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, they will see Jesus. They will see the things all together for our sakes. And they'll receive, Lord, life and health to all their flesh. In Jesus' name. And all the people said,
amen.
God bless you.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
Before we go, I just want to appreciate the people who make this possible. Grace Legacy Builders. It is your generosity and support that allows us to continue sending the gospel of grace all around the world for free. Because of your giving, people are experiencing freedom from years of wrong believing. I want you to know that you have personally made a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you and your family.
You can make a real difference by becoming a Grace Legacy Builder today. Together, we can reach more people with the life-changing gospel of grace. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to get started. Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.